All right.
And I'm sitting here talking with Bill Rao from the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum. First off, Bill, it's great to have you down here in Columbia, South Carolina.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here on behalf of the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum. And we as well enjoy interacting with other aviators and aviation buffs in the aviation industry.
Before we talk about your visit here and how you're helping the South Carolina Historic Aviation Foundation, need to put in a plug for the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum. Y'all are an extremely impressive organization.
Well, thank you. We have about 47 aircraft in our 108,000 square foot hangar, and we fly about 20 of those. So we have a number in restoration, and then the rest are in static display.
In fact, y'all are the folks who flew Vera, your Avro Lancaster, over to Britain last summer. That made news.
Last August and September, it was in the UK for the 2-month period, and it was excellent exposure for our organization, and the British people just loved having our Lancaster over there for that entire 2 months.
Now I ask you, you're the crew chief for the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum's airworthy B-25.
Tell me
a little about that plane and about your function.
Well, our B-25 is a J model. It's dedicated to 98 Squadron, which were Canadians that flew with the RAF during the Second World War. And my role on it as a crew chief and flight engineer is that I'm responsible for making it airworthy, maintaining it, making sure it's fueled, oiled, that we have enough fuel on board for the duration of any flight that we're on, as well as making sure that everything's up to snuff, and I make the pilots look good in general sense.
B-25 was an amazing airplane.
It's very maneuverable. It's considered our hot rod in our museum. It's a very maneuverable aircraft, very enjoyable to fly, and we have a lot of fun with it. And we take a lot of people, the public, up, become a member with our museum, and then we'll take them for flights. It all can be arranged.
Now, you've been kind enough to assist us recently with our B-25. Tell us a little about your involvement, how you're helping us out here at SHAPE.
Well, one of your members is also a member with us at the Canadian Warplane Heritage, and we're good friends. I got to talking with him and said that he was involved with SHAPE and that they needed some restoration parts for the aircraft here. And well, I says, I have a lot of extra parts and components that may be some benefit to your organization and your aircraft. So he and Ken did come up to the museum. We had a look at the stuff that we wanted, that they needed, and we were able to supply them with a good deal of components, as well as I just brought down some manuals and structural manuals and maintenance manuals. So the gentlemen here that working on your aircraft are able to put this plane back together and make it look a little bit better.
Your thoughts on our B-25, do we have something here?
You've got a beautiful static display aircraft. It's awesome to see this thing being restored. And talking to the gentlemen here that are working on it, they're going after some real intricate detail. I wish I had some of the components that they're looking for. We'd like to have some of those components ourselves. But yeah, no, the job here is awesome. It's nice to see something like this being kept in service.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Bill. I'll give you one last chance. Put in another plug for Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum.
Well, we'd be certainly pleased to have anybody come and visit us. You can find us at www.warplane.com. And again, come to Canada. We're not that far away.
Okay. Thank you, Bill Rao.
Thank you, sir.